There is an old saying, even though you know a thousand things, ask the man who only knows the one thing. Most people do not understand this kind of presence. We fill our heads with so many things that are just not a part of the meaning of our life, the significance of our living. We just don't really understand the nature of our life. Nor do we really care. The reason these discourses roll off your back like water on a duck's back is because you're annoyed by them. They go against the grain of your habits, your beliefs. If you really look at your life, you're nothing more after a while of just seeking the habit of comfort. Comfort for the body. And while there is nothing wrong with taking care of your body and comforting it, it cannot be the totality of your life. A man came to the Buddha and said, I have much money. I have much power. He was one of the richest men of his day. So he said to the Buddha, Tell me how to serve people, how to serve humanity. It is said that the Buddha became very silent and closed his eyes. The man became disturbed, confused, restless. Yes, why do you close your eyes? Why do you look so sad? The Buddha opened his eyes and said, I feel great compassion for you. You want to serve humanity, and yet you are not. First, be. What does that mean, first be? This is a very interesting insight. I must be. There must be something within me that is beyond the confines of the Gregory Edward, where I am not chasing after all sorts of ideas and ideals like the Buddha initiated with this man. He was racing through the fields and hunting, and he made his mind wild. This is Lhotse. Searching for precious goods leads us astray. What is precious to you? Chuangzi, Lhotse's student, said, the true man of old did not fight against poverty, nor did he look for fulfillment through riches. He found his beingness first. If you can sit within yourself and posture your attentions away from the things that make you crazy, make you think you know, racing through the fields and hunting for something good, something better, something that will comfort you, you make the mind wild. Our minds are wild. We are inundated constantly with things that tantalize our thoughts. We get very easily confused. These things are things you can find turning on the TV at any moment. I often sit and ponder the whole effort of my effort with you. You You worry, you fret. You put what should be last first. You miss totally because you do not have any sense of your beingness. And though I have given it to you many times, how to do this, it rarely sticks. And the reason for it is we hunger and thirst for the things that take us astray. Probably one of the most annoying teachers that the world has ever seen or heard was Jesus. He wasn't truly an annoying man. He said many things that were annoying, such as, "He that loveth his life shall lose it." Children, how hard it is for them to trust in riches to enter into the kingdom. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. These are things that are annoying. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life shall save it. These are not happy teachings to most people. And then you get to the one where he said, "A man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth his father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life, supposedly, shall lose it. And he that loses his life shall find it." "The first shall be last," Jesus said, "and the last shall be first." These are things that annoy us. These are things that we don't want to consider. Now, what does it challenge in me? It challenges in me my sincerity, my deliberate sincerity. Do I have any? For the sake of the awakening, for the sake of entering into the awakening, can I be inconvenienced? Can I have my precious thoughts that comfort me challenged? Probably not. Our priority, well, it's a condition. It is the fact of our condition that we simply want to just get through. We want what we call a happy life, not an essential life. Buddha talked about the Eightfold Path, right understanding, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. These are things that the Buddha taught. They're annoying because when you look at these, the Eightfold Path, which I did on TV, and you can still see it if you wish, forces us to come out of our patterned mind, our conditioned thinking, our homogenized life. We don't want that. We want quick, fast, and easy. Lhotse talked about that the essential Tao cannot be spoken, it can only be lived. He talked about the idea that we can't improve the universe, that we have to be supple, easily to bend and flower with the tide of consciousness, to focus on emptiness, not the self. These are things that we come to as the final decision of our life. And you have made a final decision long ago. You believed in wealth. But if you really look at it, wealth is the number of things you can do without. Things that accrue within us as our faults, our misunderstandings. We miss, but we do it deliberately. If you really listen to the teachings of the awakened, you are not fooled. You will become one with your being. And what is my being and yours? It is the state of love that the ego cannot understand. If you miss my teachings, if you miss the teachings of any of these great masters, it isn't because you're stupid. It's because you're deliberate. Deliberate in the idea that your life should be something that you experience that brings you comfort. We are drunk. Drunk on the world, drunk on our anger, our hostilities, our minds, our just seeking appeasement through emotionality, because our minds have been trained through our emotions, through our body, which is emotion, nothing but emotion. And this is what we have done to ourselves. We have said, the only thing that matters is how comfortable I am. Jesus said, let him who seeks not cease seeking until he finds. And when he finds, he will be troubled. And when he has been troubled, he will marvel and he will reign over the all. The all is our being. Yes, we are troubled. A man wrote me recently. I knew him in San Diego. He said, oh, how I would love, just love to come to a retreat or workshop and truly get involved in my life. But I can't. And I looked at him and I said, why? He said, people depend on me to be me. People depend upon me to be me. Not to be, but to be me. You just put a M in front of the E and everything changes. That is the way people live. But if you put the B in front of the E, everything is changed. You start to see things, as Jesus said, in the midst, the light, beyond the flesh. Even though you know 1,000 things, you must really seek only the one thing. And 1,000 things don't matter. What matters? Transcendence, consciousness, love. This rich man came to the Buddha, telling him that he wanted to serve. But when we give, when we serve, we are exposed. I have learned this over the many years of my efforts at hospice and with my students. When you try to help people, you are open and vulnerable to everything that you are, to everything that you have and have not accomplished. Buddha is saying, before you give, be. Before you serve, be. You must understand your inner workings, and then you must be in the love that lives within you. What are you? You are first love. You must first be that love. There must be no caution. There must be no place in you where you say, I will only go this far with you. I will only go this far with myself, and then I don't want to know anymore. You have to seek and keep seeking. We have trained our minds to be so immature. They are a slave to the body and the worries of the body. Money, comfort, disease, politics, all these things trouble us. And we try to find answers to ourselves through these things I just said. You're not free. We're not in a free government, free society. We have to pay for it. We have to pay politicians to drive us nuts. We have to pay for those seats to watch a movie or go to a sporting event. We have to pay for everything. That doesn't make us free. Nothing is free in this world. Everything has its price. And I have to ask myself, what am I willing to do to first be so the price is sacred? My priority is different. The sacred price is love. Can I infuse love in everything I do? And the price doesn't matter. It is only love that matters. This is very, very important. Every day we wake up, we go to work, or we start our day, and we make contributions towards our life, what it will be. Most of the time, these contributions are, well, of the pedestrian mentality. We don't let love seep in us, because if we did, we would see everything so beautifully, so simply. Kindness would not be something that is a moral value. Kindness would be the way of the heart. You would follow that because you would know deep inside you, you are that. You are that. First be. Make your priorities very clear in your daily life. To seek not what you want, but your beingness. It will scare your body, your human heart, the seat of the ego. But so what? Don't search for precious things. Realize you are precious. Not as a man or a woman, but as love. let's meditate together. Just to find our beingness, that part of you that is eternal, that part of you that is love, that part of you and me that is the goodness of our nature. In this meditation, let go of it.